Welcome to The Spirit of Chester County, a program which introduces you to Catholics in Chester County and the western suburbs who are making a difference with the Catholic faith. Now with this week's guest, here's Lloyd Broach on The Spirit of Chester County.
And welcome to The Spirit of Chester County. In each episode of this program, we have a conversation with someone in Chester or Delaware County who is making a difference in their Catholic faith. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the law firm of Wasinick & Brogan in Downingtown. To learn more, call 610-594-1600 or visit wasinickbrogan.com. And just as we're starting to get going with the program here, we were mentioning how generous Joe has been with this program. We want to thank Joe Wasinick at his law firm. He's really a great supporter of the Catholic Archdiocese. And specifically, since we are in Immaculata University today, I've just learned that he is on the board here at Immaculata University. So as Marie Moen, the Director of Public Relations, says, there's connections all over the place here. So anyway, our guest today, I am thrilled to welcome this man to our show today for a number of reasons. First of all, you know his voice well. He's been on the radio station forever. Father Rogers is now the chaplain here at Immaculata University, and we're going to be talking to him in just a second. But the reason I'm so thrilled to talk to him is he's going to talk about my favorite subject in the whole world when it comes to Catholicism, and that is the famous Saint Father Maximin Maria Kolbe, who, of course, as you may know, died in an Auschwitz concentration camp on August 14, 1941. And Father Kolbe is a particular affection to me, not only because I happen to be in his namesake parish in Westtown, but he, to my knowledge, Father Rogers, is the only canonized saint that ever operated a radio station. So being in radio, here we are talking about a saint who had a radio station, whose call sign, by the way, at Nipa Kalina, Poland, was SP3RN. So obviously I've done a lot of research on this, and I really, really enjoy his story. But I'm very eager to hear what you're going to do, because Father Rogers is going to bring a play to Immaculata University that celebrates this man's life. So how did you learn about this? Yeah. Where did this come from? Yeah. Out of the sky, or how did it get here?
Yeah. Louis, thanks so much. It's great to be back with you and here on Holy Spirit Radio again. Yes, back this past summer, I think it was in July, I got a phone call from St. Luke's Productions. St. Luke's Productions, located out in Washington State. And for years now, they host events and live dramas that tell the life of various saints, the story of the Gospels. The founder of St. Luke's production is Leonardo De Filippis. Back when I was vocation director, and listeners will remember the vocation hour, we were able to bring in the year of the priest, Leonardo. Leonardo had a production called St. John Vianney. John Vianney is the patron saint of all priests, and in that year of the priest, here in Philadelphia, we were much focused on John Vianney. We were able to bring Leonardo into the Archdiocese, and he performed the John Vianney production, which had traveled all throughout the world in that year of the priest. He remembered me, apparently, and remembers Philadelphia, of course. And in July, he gave me a heads up that he'll be coming back to the Archdiocese. This is Leonardo. And this time, performing his Maximilian drama, Maximilian, Saint of Auschwitz. When I heard this, I was, certainly knowing Leonardo and the quality of his work, I immediately said yes. And so here we are. We're getting ready. It will be in this month, November 19th, here at the Lower School of Villa Maria Lower School, right across the street from our university. We'll be welcoming Leonardo and St. Luke's production as he performs Maximilian, Saint of Auschwitz.
Have you seen the production yourself?
I have. It was about, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I remember he was in the Philadelphia area, and he's performed this production at that time. I've also seen it on video. He has video and DVD of the production. Although, because it's a drama, the video does lack the effect that the live drama has. And in recent years, Leonardo is has kind of brought this production back to the stage to try to address some of the serious issues that we're facing, not only in our world, but particularly in our country in regards to religious freedom, in regards to, being able to celebrate our faith in the public square.
Well, his meeting, the subject of this play, Maximilian Kolbe, had an incredible diverse life. I mean, a lot of people know about him, obviously, because of the books that have been written, and now this play about his crowning glory to his sainthood, and that he was martyred in Auschwitz. But what he did prior to that in the 1920s and 30s is equally impressive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, really, very remarkable. From a very young age, Maximilian Kolbe had a religious experience. In fact, I believe it was when he was, 8 or 9 years old, and he had a vision of Blessed Mother, and she offered him two crowns. One was red, and one was white. And as any child, he said, "Well, I'll take both." He couldn't decide which one. And from that moment on, he had a sense of mission in his heart. He didn't know what those crowns meant. He didn't know what was going to become of him. But entering into the seminary at the age of 16, and he was a brilliant man. He kind of followed the path of, he was a Franciscan. He joined the seminary. He was trained in Rome. And he saw in the modern age the development of media. And so he really took that to heart for the evangelization of peoples through newspaper, through radio, through modern means. He was able to bring the message of the gospel, his love for Jesus and the church to others. And that, of course, got some notoriety. People really didn't do that in those times. He was thinking a bit outside of the box. He was using, the best things that the world offers, for the glory of God. At the same time, he lived in a period, where the world, was facing, more and more trouble. And of course, what he's most known for, as you already mentioned, his time in Auschwitz. And it was there that not only that his life would come to a fulfillment, that having spent his life in service to the gospel, having shared the good news with others, he himself would really live that. He's known as a martyr, and a martyr of charity is what John Paul II called him. There was some discussion as to whether, because he gave his life for a man, he chose to die for a man, there was some question whether his martyrdom, what kind of a martyrdom was that? It wasn't that he was, he freely gave his life, much like our Lord. But John Paul II referred to him as a martyr of charity in a place and a time where it was just the opposite.
Well, also, sometimes not covered in the accounts, is the way he died. It was an awful, awful death. He was thrown into a bunker for 15 days without food or water and literally starved to death and died of thirst.
Yeah,
I call that a martyrdom for me.
Yeah,
I mean, that qualifies for everything that could be possibly qualified as a martyrdom, I would think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And again, his ability to be able to do that, the witness that he gave, the fact that we're still talking about him now,
right.
40 years later, is just a testimony that there was much more in that sacrifice than just a man who, took the place of another. There was in Maximilian Kolbe, we see God's call. you know, to each one of us, and then we see how that coal continues to unfold in our life in beautiful ways. And as you mentioned, you know, the use of the media, but then also it brought him around the world. His founding of the largest Catholic monastery in Japan, dedicated to the Blessed Mother. I mean, a real missionary, you know, going forth.
One of the things that fascinates me about his life is that he wanted to use the media for good, and he saw Hollywood as actually the work of the devil. So he said to his brothers at Nipa-Colonel, use the tools of the devil to reach hearts for Christ. And I thought, isn't that interesting? He wanted to use their methods, but he wanted to use them to his own purposes. So he built this huge media empire, as you said, of a number of magazines and newspapers. In fact, Father, I read that in 1938, his publications had a larger circulation than any publication of any kind, sectarian, Catholic, or any kind, in Europe.
How much work they were
doing out of that monastery.
Yeah.
And this was all for one specific purpose, to honor the memory of the Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
So here we are at Immaculata University talking about the woman that he literally spent his life honoring. Mm-hmm. By the way, the same name, he formed a Knights of Columbus type organization, mm-hmm. didn't he?
Knights of the Immaculata.
And so here mm-hmm. we go, this Immaculata yeah. comes up again, mm-hmm. Which is still going. I have actually visited the Immaculata Shrine, Libertyville, Illinois, where is the shrine for for Colby here in the United States. And it's kind of a mirror image of his monastery, and the Franciscans operate this thing as a full-blown shrine for him mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
It's kind of the American headquarters.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the one in Poland someday.
Yeah,
that's
it'd be great. And of course, I mean, he was one of the great Polish saints. I mean, he lived in the same, you know, period as, you know, Faustina, as, you know, John Paul II. I mean, we're seeing coming out of Poland these great heroes mm-hmm. in a time of great darkness and turmoil for Poland. And, you know, from its earliest days, Poland has had a devotion to the Blessed Mother, particularly Our Lady of Częstochowa. Right. And that image of Częstochowa plays a prominent role in this drama, and also in the life of Maximilian. And so his devotion to the Blessed Mother, coming from his family, his Polish roots, but also reaching, you know, as you're saying, you know, the ends of the world. And it's funny, the reach here, even in Chester County, here at Immaculata. Again, when I got that phone call in July, I immediately thought, oh my goodness, this is Immaculata. We're the only university in the United States and the world dedicated with the name Immaculata.
Right.
And here the saint who refers to her endlessly, constantly,
right.
You know, as the Immaculata. He even, in the drama, he even, you know, sings a little song, you know, to the Immaculata. So it's incredibly fitting and exciting, you know, to have this coming.
Well, our guest is Father Rogers, chaplain at Immaculata University, and we are speaking about the upcoming production of Maximilian of Auschwitz. And when we come back, we're going to learn about the play itself. We've given you a little background on St. Max, and then we could go on for hours about that. But we want to hear about this play that's going to be produced and performed, I understand, by Leonardo DeFilippis here at this school. What is the date again?
November 19th.
November 19th. At what time?
At 7:30. It will be right across from our university at Villa Maria Lower School. More information can be found at our website, immaculata.edu. And there you can, you know, get your ticket. You do need a ticket for the event. The tickets are of no charge, but we are asking for a free will offering. So November 19th, 7:30, Villa Maria Lower School.
Well, we'll repeat all that when we at the end of the program, and we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to hear about the production and what has got Father Rogers all excited about this. And I assure you he is, as the spirit of Chester County continues.
My children, I don't fear death. I fear sin.
1941. A prisoner escapes from the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz. In punishment, 10 men are chosen to die in the starvation bunker.
You and you and finally you.
My poor wife, my children, no.
Suddenly, a prisoner makes his way through the ranks. He walks calmly to the front row.
I want to take the place of one of the condemned prisoners. He has a wife and children, and I do not.
Who are you?
I am a Catholic priest.
Discover true heroism in the story of Maximilian, Saint of Auschwitz, performed live by actor Leonardo DeFilippis, director and star of the feature film Therese.
Hear and see Maximilian, Saint of Auschwitz, Tuesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Villa Maria Lower School Gym on King Road across from Immaculata University. For more information, call 610-647-4400 or visit immaculata.edu.
The law firm of Wisinek Brogan supports Holy Spirit Radio over WCOJ. Wisinek Brogan can help you with personal injury, disability, work injury, or medical negligence. Representing the communities of Chester and Berks counties and beyond with the highest ethical standards and professional excellence. Wisinek Brogan is proud to support over WCOJ. You can reach Wisinek Brogan and Stanzione at 610-594-1600 or on the World Wide Web at wisinekbrogan.com.
And welcome back to the Spirit of Chester County right here at 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP in Doylestown. I wanted to mention that specifically because just before the break, Father Rogers mentioned Our Lady of Częstochowa, and the American Shrine is about, what, a mile from the transmitter site at Doylestown?
So very close, right there.
Yeah. So we have all these connections all around us. So let's hear about this fantastic play that's coming to Immaculata on the 19th.
Yeah, terrific. This drama of Maximilian Kolbe first premiered at World Youth Day in Denver. Mm. Now, as you may remember, that was back in 1993. John Paul II was the Pope. World Youth Days were a growing popularity. But there was a bit of a cynicism in the part of the American church and even at large whether, you know, having a World Youth Day in Denver, Colorado would attract many people. There was much...
you know, kind of a quaint Denver.
And the whole world.
Ski bum area. Kind of stuff.
I mean, if you're going skiing, that's one thing in the U.S. But would people come from all over the world to get to Denver? It's not exactly, you know, an easy place to get to, even for Americans, sure. You know. So it was 1993, and as we know, that was a huge event for the church at large, certainly for Denver, which now is a bastion of Catholicism and so many vocations. And it was there at the World Youth Day in Denver that Leonardo first performed this drama of Maximilian. He knew who he was performing it for, and he knew what the story was. Who was he performing for young people? You know, I mean, to be able to communicate the life of the faith to young people, it requires a lot of skill, a lot of talent. Our teachers know this.
You should ask the chaplain about that.
How do you bring the faith alive to young people? And so it was there in Denver that this first was performed. Since then, this show has really traveled the world in its in its reach and reaching out to so many. The story of Maximilian Kolbe. So that's the origin of it. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, Leonardo is beginning to perform this once again to use as a tool not only to introduce us to Maximilian, but to his times. You know, he lived in a tremendous turbulent times. And, you know, in some ways, you know, so too do we. Yeah. And Maximilian is a sign of hope. He's a sign of faith. And as people of faith, I think to be able to bring this to Immaculata, and again, I it's not me doing this. I received a phone call from him, so it's all kind of orchestrated. But I'm very excited to be able to bring this to our young people here at the university, because I know when they see it, you know, unlike reading or, you know, other ways of learning, those who see this show are really taken into the story of a live event, of a drama, and of real life happening. And that's what our faith is about. You know, we celebrate not ideas, we celebrate not philosophies, but we celebrate persons. And Maximilian's one of those persons who continues to speak, you know, to our own day.
Would you say one of the the powers of this particular presentation is the fact that this was a real person living in modern times. And we're not talking about a saint that's 700 or 800 years ago. We're talking about a saint that had telephones and radios and newspapers and things like that, and lived in the same kind of chaotic world that we do, only more so because the Nazis just happened to be taking over Western Europe at the time. But one of the things I read about Kolbe, which I thought was particularly interesting, is he saw great threats to the Catholicism all over the world, coming from all angles. And the only way you could beat the threat was to believe in the Immaculata and to believe in love. And he said, love will conquer everything. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he proved it. Mm-hmm. And this is the real message, I think, that comes out of this. And is that portrayed in this production, do you feel?
Oh, I think so, yes. I mean, you see a passion in his heart coming out of his experience of faith, his experience of Mary. And then the sharing of that passion and the way in which he does that really does, you know, come forth. And as you mentioned, I mean, he is, John Paul II called him the saint for our troubled times. He's a saint of modern times. It was 30 years ago that we celebrated his canonization. You were sharing with me earlier, you met the man that he died for. These are things that hit home. We still know, the memory of, Auschwitz. And, so these are very, very modern, things that our young people and old people can continue to identify and know. And, In the midst of our current times, in our current culture, it's a reminder to us of what our response needs to be. You don't fight evil with evil. Right. You have to enter into and create a culture of love to deal with a culture of hate. And what Maximilian Kolbe offered to his Franciscan friars, what he offered to the people in that bunker who he was dying with, he offered them love. And he brought that alive in the world, not only through his own witness, but through the media, through everything that he did. It was fighting that darkness with a culture of faith, a culture of love. And I'd like to think that each of us, we thrive in good culture, whether it's our own families, whether it's our own parishes, our schools, our universities. And it's time for us, I think, in this country to realize that these are treasures that we need to cultivate. When family life is being, so minimized, when, you know, our schools, our parishes aren't what they used to be, it's time for us then to, you know, bring that culture of life and love back into those places, into relationships. And that's precisely what we see and saw Maximilian doing in his own day.
One of the things that struck me is on the way up here to do this radio program today, I ran into Sister Mary Hubert downstairs in the library where we're recording this program. And I told her what I was coming up here to do. And she said, oh, yes, he was so good with young people. And I thought, well, wait a minute. What do you mean he's good with young people? Then it hit me. He had several hundred friars in that Nipakalana that were all teenagers. These were young, young men.
Yeah.
And imagine a figure today attracting young men and say, by the way, drop everything you're doing, or you're going to go work for free over in this monastery, and we're going to put newspapers together, and you might get to play with some radio transmitters. It's going to be really grueling work all day. It's going to be very physical. We're not going to feed you much, but you're going to do it for the glory of God. Any questions? But that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And he did it in the 20th century, which I think is what is so extraordinary about this story.
Mm-hmm.
So during the play, are there any graphics, any smoke and mirrors, anything like that, or is it all just in the mind's eye, or how does it work?
Yeah, the play, well, first of all, if you go to the website, stlukesproductions.com, you can find, or even stmaxdrama.com. There's so many links that right, yeah. that link all these things together. Nevertheless, there is a tremendous little trailer on it, on the video, and you get a sense as to what this is. Leonardo DiFilippis, Jesus for over 32 years has been involved with evangelization and the media. Prior to that, he was a Shakespearean actor. And after his... you know, he saw the power of drama. He saw the power of acting, and he thought to bring faith to that. So what he's done through these shows is, you know, he's produced what I think to be a very professional production, where he takes the form. It's a one-man show. He takes the form of all these different characters, but even within the drama, he's using media. So now he has like a screen, and he's able to project scenes. He's able to project even other people interacting with the stage. It's hard to describe. I would encourage our listeners to look at the trailer on the websites. But really, just to come, and because sometimes when we think of a one-man show, how do you relate? Who are you talking to? What are you doing, you know? But through the use of, yes, smokes, I'm not so sure there's mirrors, but through the drama, Leonardo has really brought in kind of modern day technology and effects, you know, to produce and to draw people into the scene.
This program you're listening to today is The Spirit of Chester County, right here at 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP, Holy Spirit Radio for the Delaware Valley. My name is Lloyd Roach, and our guest today is Father Rogers, who is the chaplain here at Immaculata University. And we're talking about the upcoming production of Maximian, Saint of Auschwitz. And I can tell you that I can't wait to see this, because it's really going to be something. I also wanted to mention that the program is actually sponsored by Immaculata University, even though it's being held at the Villa Maria space across the... But it's all one big happy family. It's all on the same road. So, hey, you know, that's kind of where it is. But I think you chose that because you have a good space to have a play.
We have a great space over there, and the sisters are really so generous in, you know, in allowing all the facilities to be used. I think on a practical level, our university is as beautiful and great facilities as we have. Just quite frankly, when I first got word of it, I looked at our calendar, and we had some other things going on in some of the other spaces, and just realizing how, you know, it is a Tuesday night. We have classes here. We are a university.
Right.
The ability to have a parking lot, great parking lot, easy access. I thought, you know, we're going to do this across the street.
So, in the true Mighty Mac spirit, I assume that the school is charging Immaculata some confiscatory rates for rent for their hall.
In a true Catholic spirit.
Our guest is Father Rogers from Immaculata, and we're talking about the upcoming production of this wonderful story of St. Maximian Kolbe. And we have just a few minutes left, and what do you hope that everyone will take away from this particular production? I mean, what's your hope here? Because did you ever know you're going to have a career, by the way, in production booking? I think that's also something you should be proud of. But seriously, what would you like the audience to take away from this?
Yeah, you know, I think so often, you know, our experience, there are so many good people, and I know those listening, you know, certainly qualify for that. And, you know, but every people, no matter who we are, no matter what time, we all seek... We seek friendship. We seek meaningful relationships. We seek love. And I think that's precisely what, you know, our church, you know, offers us. It's precisely what our church and our faith is all about. And I believe that through the lives of those who went before us, our brothers and sisters, who lived in, you know, happy times, but also difficult times, we remember through their lives and seeing it that we're not alone. That we share a common call, we share a common life, and that's what you see in this drama. And I think that is just a tremendous consolation to us for today. A great reminder that we're not alone, that we too are called, and we have our mission. And no matter what the difficulty is, no matter what the forces might be against in family, in society, in our workplaces, you know, love and light, you know, can break through. And I think you particularly see that in the life of a Maximilian Kolbe, who in probably one of the darkest places of the 20th century, you know, he brought a light and a life to others.
I can't beat that. Thank you very, very much, Father. It's wonderful. And don't forget, it's November 19th at 7 o'clock at the Lower School of Villa Maria, right across from Immaculata University. We want to thank you very, very much for talking about this today. And I want to thank you in particular for bringing this show to town. We just think it's really going to be wonderful. We're really looking forward to it.
Lewitt, I hope to see you there.
I'm going to be there. I wouldn't miss this before. Are you kidding? So I'm going to be absolutely there. And I just, again, want to thank you very much. If you would like to learn more, you can call the school at 647-4400 and ask for Father Rogers' office, and they'll fix you up. And I can tell you that this is going to be great. And bring your children, too. This is, you say, this is really a show for young people as well. So I think they'll really, really enjoy it. Father Rogers, thank you. You've been terrific for doing this.
Many blessings, Louis.
Thank you for listening to The Spirit of Chester County right here on Holy Spirit Radio, 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP. Today's program was made possible by a generous grant from the law firm of Wasinek and Brogan in Downingtown. To learn more, call Joe at 610-594-1600 or visit wasinekbrogan.com. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next time on The Spirit of Chester County.
You have been listening to The Spirit of Chester County, a program which introduces you to Catholics in Chester County and the western suburbs who are making a difference with the Catholic faith. The Spirit of Chester County is made possible by a generous grant from the law firm of Wasinek, Brogan, and Downingtown. Join us again next time on The Spirit of Chester County, right here on 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP, Holy Spirit Radio for the Delaware Valley.